is dear Bumi Day. And good morning, Auntie Bumi. How are you today? No, I'm allowed today. Sit back and enjoy, Auntie Bumi. We wish you all the best. Okay, I have the show is taking a new pattern today, and it will be like that now and evermore for as long as we do it. Meaning that I would now try as much as possible to have two guests so I can pitch them against each other, okay? And it's my pleasure to introduce my good old friend, Remy Atata. My co-Igbo, you know, Suki Yaki has made me an honorary Igbobian. He didn't even say honorary, he just called me that, Jimmy and Igbobian. Gave me a tie, and made the time more. Gave me a cap, two t-shirts, and so on and so forth. Well, it's nice to have Segun Agbede here again. Segun, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
And you don't start intimidating me with all these nice fine
by
t-shirts.
By regalia.
It's not good. Then I have with me Onyeye.
Yes, I'm here.
Onyeye, I have Onyeye here. You know, Onyeye from Saturday. Mm-hmm. I dragged her in on a Wednesday to face Agbede. So it's old versus young. Black versus yellow,
interesting.
You know, Yorubas don't have too many colors. So once you're light complexion, they call you yellow. If they want to call you if you go to Igbobi Oyinbo market now, and they want to call you, instead of them to call you madam, well, yellow.
My color. That's what they will call me.
Okay, both of you've been on Jebumi before, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have. This is my second time.
It's your second time. Mm-hmm. So let's get down to business.
All right.
The Shekmo, say good morning politely to my listeners and be a good boy.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That's an absolute pleasure.
There are no boys and girls here. Everybody's over 18. You always get.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. Hey, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, yes, now let me shoot. The stories we have, friends warned I shouldn't disregard her infidelity. My daughter refuses to discuss sex, okay? I don't think this boy is mine. Abby. This Abby that I know is not, by the way, Abby is going to be 70, I think, on Saturday. I don't think he's producing babies right now. This other one, Mukwe, says that Bobo has sex on the brain. I want my daughter to dump this loser for me. And Onome says that, is he interested in marriage? Okay, let's start with this. I don't think this boy is mine. Okay, Shegun, are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
My ex-wife has been having a long-term affair, which I'd only recently discovered. I'm 35, and she is 70. You know, his ex-wife, apparently the child, is now beginning to look at the child with a second, with second eye, saying, I don't think this boy is mine. Anyway, it says, we have a 7-year-old son and I want to arrange DNA tests to check if I'm his dad. She was friends with the man when I met her some 12 years ago, but she now tells me their affair only began a year ago and that I'm our son's dad. But is this likely? I don't want to have anything to do with her again, though she pleads we should not split. How do I find a reputable DNA testing company so I can be sure about the boy? Hasn't Abe? Abe is how old? How old is he? He's 35. Hasn't he heard of Google? Mm-hmm. I mean, I do get asked questions by people once in a while and say, look, haven't you heard of Google? Mm-hmm. Google, you don't need to go ask them for me. Google and get. But why would you want a DNA done? What does it matter if the boy is your blood? Does it matter?
It depends on the circumstances. Well, you see, the fundamental platform or foundation of any relationship is trust. Mm-hmm. And once that trust is broken, the relationship...
So if he suddenly discovers that the boy is not his, what will he do?
Well,
will dump him?
At least he knows. I think he has a right to know. Yeah. I mean, I once heard a story about a gentleman that wanted to check the DNA of one of his children because he suspected his wife of infidelity. Now, we don't know how this story ends up at the end of the day, because at the end of the doctor that did the DNA test found out that all three were not his.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
All three?
Yeah, so...
Ari?
So I hope he's not listening anyway. So
wow.
What did he do? Did he fall on the sword?
The conundrum then was whether the doctor God bless you. So that's you know,
whether the doctor what?
Whether the doctor should tell him. That was
Should the doctor tell him?
He's the one who went for the DNA test. Yes, the doctor should tell
him. He has to give him some results. He can't give him a false result.
I mean, I believe it's unethical of the doctor if he gave him a false result intentionally. So duty.
What about if he said no comment, take your money back?
I don't know if that is ethical.
That's not ethical
in
either.
The practice. Yeah,
and well, the doctor is also his friend as well. That's
maybe that's what made it harder for him to tell him.
You can give him his money back now. You paid it.
I mean, that's enough of a red flag for me, because if you're giving me my money back, that means you probably have bad news for me, which probably confirms
it. It is not from my mouth. Go share no me. It is not from my mouth. How you need to cashier? Cashier, bring 56,000 there, and that's it. I don't think I want to bother to do a DNA test, especially if the child has been born and I'm married to the woman and has been with me for a while. You know, because I'm also going to be thinking of what it would do to the child himself. For as long as somebody else is not contesting, I'm a bit open-minded about, because I always, in everything I do, I always like to look at the bottom line. I try to think far, far ahead. And I'll be saying to myself, okay, so if this child is not mine, what am I going to tell this child that has been sleeping on my chest? And I love kids a lot. I would have bonded with them anyway. So what am I going to tell him? Okay, so if you do the DNA test and it says negative, his mom won't tell him. You can't, I can't tell, I can't look at any child and say that, do you know that I'm not, that we've done DNA after 7 years? And he's bearing my name.
But the choice, but at the end of the day, it's a decision that he gets to make, rather than
What would you do? I'd like to know what stuff you're made of. What Lino?
It's
a tough cookie.
That I am, to be honest. But
he's a tough. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth in the neighborhood.
there might be some form of stern discussion somewhere along the line.
Might? Or there should be.
So I pray you wear gloves on a day like that.
No. But it's, as I said, honesty is fundamental. Honesty and trust is
This thing we're joking about, when it comes to percentages, I can almost think, not that I know for, I haven't done any survey, nobody has done, that maybe close to 10% of children in homes now would need some kind of DNA test to actually find out who are really their
family. I could say it's probably higher.
Because the rate of infidelity is very high.
Uncle Jimmy, recently, a few months back, maybe last year, there was a mini pandemic about this issue in Lagos, I think, specifically. For some reason, people were coming out on social media to say that they were doing DNA tests and finding out their children were not theirs. And there were a couple of stories like that, you know, making the rounds at a particular time. Yeah. Sadly.
So maybe what... Maybe it's better, you know, if the woman is going to be angry, let her be angry. Maybe now, if I was a young boy, I'm going to get married, I'd have a prenuptial that says that at birth, before we even take the baby home, so that if it's not mine, rather than come to my house in Suleri, you can take the child to VGC or wherever the real father is. You know, maybe you could do it at point of birth.
But it all boils down to trust. If you trust your partner, and it goes both ways, if you trust your partner, then that issue
will be on the table.
Exactly, it won't be on the table. But
why
will a man say he wants to do it?
Why you trust your partner, and the baby begins to look like Philip?
Coincidence,
Philip
maybe.
Don't go behind the pillar. Well, now me born baby, I'm daddy, I did the exercise. But the baby begins to look at it. Come on, enjoy Philip.
Maybe close proximity. Now, maybe Philip is always around the baby. And all that.
Maybe.
You know, your mind can play games. Yeah, you'll be looking at Philip every time you call him Philip. Sir, what is it? Sit down with me. Let's share it here. Then you'll be looking at him critically. This child, look at the nails. It looks like Philip. Okay, when we open up our lines, we'll take your contribution on that. But I think the answer to this guy is quite straightforward. when you ask questions in the media sometimes, just at least make an attempt to Google it first. I'm sure if you put DNA in Lagos.
Any teaching hospital.
Any teaching hospital. Even private hospitals.
Or private, yeah, DNA.
Yeah, I did. That one was a statutory one. And what you said, it was 99.9%. So I told my daughter, I said, I want to find out where that 1% is coming from.
But just to jump in, last word on this matter, yes. One of the reasons why a pandemic sort of broke out, was these issues of green cards, the visa lotteries and stuff. You have to, when you go to the embassy, you must have your children DNA tested to show that.
I have your paternity. I have a very, very sad story that could bring tears to my eyes as I speak. That happened, but I won't go into it. You know, a friend, very close friend of mine, had that challenge, and we went, you know, as a result. But I don't want to go there. Okay, so that's where we are with Abbey. Well, yeah, I think if you have doubts, it's like you rightly said, at least for your peace of mind to know.
And you have to know.
Okay, so let's go to another one. Is he interested in marriage? There's this person called Onome. And Onome says that after 3 years of being an item, you know, when a baby's an item, you know. So after 3 years of... So you're an item now.
And me? I am?
Yes.
You know, item sounds, you know... Quite.
Mm. Mm.
Only two of them are an item.
It
makes sense when you say the both of them are an item. Mm-hmm. You know,
they have a thing going on.
Exactly, you can safely say without fear of being slapped with the left hand.
I agree with
that. Oye and her bodyguard are an item.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
which one is item A? Which one is item B?
It's not for the public to know.
But we can call one Babadudu and we call the other Yakupa.
We can do that.
Yeah, yellow.
Uncle Jimmy has been obsessed with my yellow since Saturday morning.
I think he's a racist. You know,
I'm not a racist. It's because I heard
Barrister Omoshebi.
Why do you call him barrister?
Nigeria.
No, that is in the 60s. They call some people barrister. You don't call barrister again. It's because of Omoshebi who has this whatever. They have a program. You must listen to it. That comes up every Saturday.
Mm.
And somebody said that they told him that he should not marry anybody who is yellow.
Wow.
That because they have marine disease. I quickly ran to the studio to tell Oinge that if you are completely rejected, though, you
know. Sorry, you know what?
Don't
pretend that
it's not good to assume things.
If you don't know, you don't know.
I'd love to know.
Onome says that after 3 years of being an item, my boyfriend has finally asked me to move in with him. I like the way the guy prays. Can you move in by weekend? You know, that kind of thing. But he did it in such an unromantic way. Maybe he told her, I got a truck. Then the girl asked, truck for what? Oh, I didn't tell you. I want you to move in on Saturday.
Maybe she wanted flowers and gifts.
Wanted flowers and gifts. When somebody is going to propose to you, because it will be very soon, do you want him to do it in public?
I'd prefer private. Something private and intimate.
Let him do it at Chocolate Real.
No, thank you. No, thanks. Except if it's, it can happen in there as a private thing. You know, with inside Chocolate Royale,
we go take
pastries and ice creams. That's great. You can even hide the ring inside the ice cream. So as I'm licking ice cream, oh my goodness, wow!
you watch too many films.
Too many American films, specifically.
There are some people as they scoop the ice cream, only
they will swallow it.
Too many films. Too many films. Rigging inside ice cream.
Choking hazard. Serious one.
After 3 years of being an item, from the look of things, it's likely he only means for us to be flatmates. What else? It is any other thing. Say moving. He says it makes sense to move in because we're wasting money renting two places.
Mm-hmm.
No word was said about his wanting to share the rest of his life with me. We've never discussed marriage, but I'd like to think this is a precursor to it. What do you think? I think you're being sold a dummy.
Honestly.
I believe that relationships should be like a business transaction. If I were a woman, if a guy wants to date me, I say, okay, when we go for dinner, instead of me to concentrate on eating all the food, is to ask pertinent questions and the way forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe that people must have a business-like approach, especially in these times, to their relationships. Shegun, what do you think?
I think we're all in agreement on this one. I think it's a bit too pedantic, the too brusque. It's just moving with me.
How could he have said?
And I think he's left himself a get out of jail free card by not saying that these are his intentions. So that
because he doesn't
further down the line, he can now see. But I never said this. Mm-hmm, I just said we should move into like my flat. Who does that? I mean,
how do you think the woman should react to this?
First of all, I'm disappointed that she's excited because the only commitment he seems to be offering at the moment is to moving. That's not cohabitation. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Even if we are going to cohabit,
I mean, she has waited for 3 years. The steps she should be rejoicing shouldn't be this. I mean, if anything, you should let her know. Really, after 3 years, that's the next level for you. Sorry, me, I'm not the man. No. Of course, not you, Uncle.
You can look safely in this direction because don't teach you. You need to watch on your YouTube. Okay?
There should be more to offer. I mean, that's disappointing.
I know. I think they should have a conversation. Yeah.
She should.
Another stern conversation. If you have a conversation.
Okay, our lines are open 0700-993-993-993 and the lines exclusively for females 0146571190. So let me know what you think. I believe it's quite clear what he wants. He doesn't want any commitment, at least for now.
It's more, as you rightly say, it's more like a business. He doesn't want to pay rent in two places. And then of course,
he's not paying the lady's rent.
Well, maybe not, but maybe he wants him to share his rent.
It would have been good if you could bring Onome here to ask that. Is he the one? Maybe he's the one paying for the woman's rent.
It's possible.
In that case, it's...
They'll split, which is not bad. It's not a bad, but I wouldn't advise any young lady to move in with a guy before you understand.
But let me ask you, must a man be romantic to make a good husband? I don't think so.
Not necessarily, no.
It might just be that he doesn't know what to do, really.
Just not that person.
Maybe it's just not that person. She can initiate discussions with him.
And so have a conversation with him. It's not bad.
Have at the very least an agreement that if it falls apart, who should move out for who?
Exactly.
Because if you move all your things in now, you close down your flat, things go bad, who moves out?
Exactly. Where do you go from there? You know. So they should be on the same page. They should have a conversation. They must have a conversation. It's about communication.
But surely I don't see anything wrong in man and woman living together. If they both don't mind it.
What's the end point?
The end point is they're living together.
I don't know.
Yes. You're living together. That's the end point. Life now is full of choices. The only thing is, I believe it must be clearly stated.
You know, you're right. Life's full of choice, but what are the expectations of
both
parties?
That's what I'm saying. We are both saying.
The expectations might not be mutually, or rather may be mutually exclusive.
Because you will not agree, you may not agree. Some people who just live together enjoy themselves 10 times more than some who are married.
True that. But,
yes,
but both
pointing your finger at me.
Oh, I'm telling you that we have 1 minute to break.
Okay.
But next time, point at the machine.
Okay.
The way you point, my heart skipped a bit.
Oh, no. I was showing you finger wrong. One.
Okay. I need to take a break now.
Which of our fingers were you pointing? Oh, sorry.
No, I thought you were going to put a ring in it.
YouTube, you can bet me this.
We're going to take a break. We'll take a short break, and then we'll be right back.
Ask the questions. We bring the answers. Your number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
You welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And this is we're tackling the Diabumi column in the Vanguard. Right. Mr. Abwede, listen to this from Detola Onye. Are you alive and well?
Very kicking.
After a few weeks ago, I went to take my girlfriend for a romantic dinner. You went to take her for, I don't know the difference between a romantic dinner and another dinner. But anyway, I remember, it just reminds me of the 60s. They say you take your babe a shopping. Shopping. Then you walk the length and breadth of King's Street stores and end up buying one Marks and Spencer t-shirt. He says, okay, if you times have changed. You know, the times there was the time they called some people Bintu. You know what Bintu means? Somebody's been to the UK.
Or I just got back.
Okay, you know, what we know as IJGB today. Okay.
IJGB, that's I just got back.
Well, in Calcutta, we used to call them JJ. You know them when they come to
show. Yeah, Johnny just called.
Johnny just drove. Their platforms will be this high. Feel like you go soon tired, you just come back. A few weeks ago, I went to take my girlfriend for a romantic dinner and found her in bed with another man. He went to pick up for a romantic dinner and found her in bed with another man. This gentleman talking about Detola is 27, the babe is 25. Before this happened, I sort of sensed we were growing apart. You should have listened to your senses. When I asked her, he caught her right-handed, Neil. There is even that asking her. When I asked her, she wasn't willing to tell me what was wrong. So I decided to surprise her with a dinner at a new restaurant we both admired. You not tell them before. Are you supposed to visit people without telling them?
If it is a surprise, I mean, they were in a relationship, so I don't think it's out of place to show up unannounced.
It's always good to give notice.
But if he gave notice, he wouldn't have caught her. It's good that he showed up unannounced.
I agree with you.
You know, you're an expert at this.
You know, for you, it's rare to meet somebody of the opposite sex that we tend to agree on everything. So far, so good. Mm-hmm. You know what they say, men are from Mars and women are from Venus and all that. But I do agree. If there's some, you're in a relationship, it's not that you're chasing her. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You're in an ongoing established relationship, and then you caught her having status because you want to take her. You get it?
are you supposed to visit to go to her house without telling her you're gone?
Yes, why not? You're in a relationship, Ross.
You should, so that you will know minus even.
Is she supposed to come to your house without telling you before? Why are you now stammering?
No, if I had a girlfriend. Hypothetically, speaking hypothetically, hypothetically, okay. Yeah. But in my case, I live in an estate, so you have to call me before you come, otherwise, you won't be able to gain access, which is convenient. But basically, as his boyfriend, as her boyfriend, as everyone
else, he has right.
And vice versa.
Okay, I decided to bother with the dinner. So I thought we could sort out the differences over a romantic evening.
Makes sense.
But he met her busy. When I walked into her flat, I spotted the man's jacket and shoes on the sofa.
Wow.
Da-da-da-da.
That means he has a key.
Or maybe she let him
this
in.
This must be one of the...
Yes. That means the boyfriend probably has a key.
This must be one of the Nollywood... It's only in Nollywood movies people do without locking the door.
Exactly.
They never lock the door in all the movies.
They don't?
And the music changes.
Somebody is always coming to catch them, so the door is always open.
How convenient.
There were also noises from the bedroom. When I opened the door, I was faced with the average man's worst nightmare. They were... Okay. He said, I slammed the door, ran out, and drove off in tears. This one now.
What is he
crying for?
Why? He will cry. Why? Go pain person. He the pain now.
breakfast
before dinner.
It depends.
I mean, now if I happen to be now, because
what did the bolo go?
You are strong. Say well, life goes on. But at that age, a woman did go pain now.
Why do you think a woman too would have cried? Would you have cried under such a circumstance?
A woman probably would. A woman would have cried.
Or break down.
I don't think it's even gender specific anymore because here is a man crying, so it depends on the kind of person she is. I'm even surprised. Thank God he went away and he didn't cause havoc right
cause
there.
If it was a woman now, it would be a story of he must kill me.
It depends on the character of the person. Both men. Some men will walk away. Some men will just charge in, and some women will walk away. Some women will do the woman promising. It depends. You know, God forbid, that's all I can say. Because you can never judge your reaction.
For 2 days, I had nothing. The babe just stayed away. She did 2 days, I had nothing from her. That's the best approach.
Once you are caught,
pants down. Yes, just stay away. Then she rang and asked if we could talk. She pleaded with me to drop by at her flat. And in the end, he went back there again. She prepared my favorite dish. Hey, chileke. And was all I was all sweet and lovely like nothing happened. Is it safe to eat that kind of food? No, let's. I won't ask Oyin. Let's talk man to man.
I have a different question.
Let's talk man to man.
For me, I wouldn't even have gone in the first place. I wouldn't have gone.
And then to go and eat. It could, I had one thing. They, what is this? There's one thing that I do. Don't let me go there now. Right? There's one kurume that they use to cook. To I should pretend as if nothing was happening.
They're packaging those things and selling them on Instagram now. So it's not even... As in serious packaging, serious branding, the names.
Is the hair,
it's Jazzo, but the way they brand, you will not know. You have to look twice, realize, wait, oh, aren't you, isn't this love potion that you people are calling? They
does
say,
it, does
do
it
this,
work?
Use this one, and I have no idea. But
what do you mean
those
you
businesses
have, if you don't have
looming.
An idea, if you don't have an idea, how did you know they were packaging it on the...
Because Instagram is for everybody to see. That's the
how
thing.
Did you
it's
know,
not,
why
it's
did
public,
think,
it's not hidden anymore.
Why did you think it was like hair cream or something?
You, because they brought it there. Uncle Jimmy, they're not even hiding. That's my
but
point.
But is it true? Do you think it works?
Use this and ask for any amount of money.
Okay, let's start an experiment. I will buy one on behalf of one. If I use it on you, then you
no, thank you, you
know,
please.
You know where the jazz will walk on me. It's like if you put the food goes sweet, I go choppable.
Yes.
But where you go small and say, hey, so bros, that half a million where they ask for half a kidney.
tell the baba it did not work.
I have there was a story that happened in Suleri. And this babe saw this doctor, you know. This is a true story.
Mm.
Saw the doctor and doctor was driving fancy car. Babe didn't know that the fancy car was like he went on course and was able to put in those days when things were good, you know, was able to put one together to bring this fantastic Volvo that he was driving. So babe now put the thing, you get it. So man, you know, and then man went crazy. You know, so babe now moved in for the kill to ask based on the car.
Mm.
You know, Nigerians are experts at determining your assets.
Mm.
They have a sense of entitlement. It's not as if I will get to Agbede's place now. Keep at a lady 250k conjambe. So babe now moved in for the kill, only to discover that doctor he lives on his salary. And he brought the evidence because what the jazz was working showed that no, this is what I get, this is my pay, this is my pay slip in the days of pay slip. So babe now told doctor to go away. Doctor, the thing I hooked up.
Yeah, of course now.
6 o'clock in the morning, doctor is there.
At her house.
If he goes to babe's house and there is nothing, he will wait
true
in the car.
Story.
Crying in public. John, to the law. If I call the babe, say now, my people have found all of us. Everybody will start laughing. Jimmy, leave this story alone. The woman left the neighborhood.
Can you imagine?
It's a true story.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The guy will break down in public. He'll be crying, holding her by the leg. He'll be kicking the feet leg.
So the jazz didn't have off button. Why would she do that kind of jazz?
But for off button, you have to pay. Babe, that it broke.
But you see, any form of any all this diabolical stuff, there's no off button now. There's always a price.
But there's renewal. I hear there's renewal. You need to renew it. You think the person will give you the jazz for free? It must come back.
Any form of diabolical stuff always has.
It always has.
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway, he ate too. And she told me she was sorry, but realized how much she had hurt me. After dinner, they had some wine. Oh, what he did for a little boy. And he said, I still love her to bits. I think we can walk past her cheating. I believe it is still possible to trust her. But my friend says that I'm mad to get back with her. What do you think?
Mm.
For me, oh, in this current age, 2024, you can't leave a man or woman...
2022.
I'm thinking ahead.
I'm thinking the future.
You can't. I don't think it's worth it leaving. You don't know what you're going to get on the next bus you're going to go on.
You know what I would have done in that situation? As a young, we're talking, this guy's old, 20-something here.
Yes.
What I would have done, this hand on heart, so I'm not trying to be nasty or anything.
Mm.
I would have gone, heard what she had to say, eating the food. If she had offered me some...
Wawalu?
No. For what? No.
No violence?
No. I'd actually have conjugal stuff.
Yes.
Then I'd just walk out. And
so what point are you making with the conjugal stuff?
I just do it.
It's
and
better not to go at all. It's more honorable. Where I was going is that, I mean, you must learn to forgive. It's not as if we guys are any better anyway.
But not in my face now. Do you understand?
Not in your face.
I mean,
you are not
he actually caught them doing it. It doesn't matter.
But you were told, you did say you were coming.
When we started this program, what did I say? The fundamental premise, foundation, is trust.
Mm-hmm.
If he continues, no matter what, if he continues with this lady, the minute he calls her on the phone,
yes,
and she doesn't pick in time,
mm-hmm,
and he's going to, his mind will wander.
Wondering,
say, where is she? What are you doing?
He didn't call her.
No, even if they move forward, it may not be the same.
Also, talking seriously, all of us make slips.
Slips?
Yes.
So you slip,
No, people, they call it in Christianity, they call it, Philip, what's the name now? Backsliding. Philip doesn't know. He goes to church every Sunday.
You know what?
He doesn't know.
You just give him a new name for some certain things. Ah, Obobu, backslide, Lado.
Don't you think the guy should forgive her?
Forgiving her doesn't mean getting back with her. You know, he can forgive her and decide to move on with somebody else.
If you forgive her, you don't go back.
Why should I give you so much power?
I don't want to keep using you as an example.
It depends on the person. You know, if it's a deal breaker for him,
but
if he's willing to forgive her,
I'd like to establish first and foremost is if it's a continuous, you know, if that's what it is. If it's something that's ongoing,
mm-hmm, once
or it was asleep.
You see, this thing, it's not that his friend.
Why are you so unforgiving?
No, it's not about people. You don't understand, bros.
Forgive us as trespasses as
you saw another man
against us.
This
and
is morning radio.
Into temptation.
No.
Don't have a heart attack. Take these things to heart like this.
No, I'm being real. The essence of devil is to be real. I mean, I could see.
Me too. You must learn to forgive.
I forgive. Let's move up the other, but that mental image will always be there because he caught them red-handed, you know.
So
if you were caught red-handed, so you don't want to be forgiven.
If it was me, I'll plead for forgiveness. I just fell over and fell.
Let's pick one call. Let me hear. Hello, good morning.
Hello,
hello, Uncle Jerry. Good morning.
Morning,
my name is Afolabi.
Yes, sir.
Pleasure to be here. I think I read something somewhere that if a woman commits a sin which she knows that you must not forgive her for, and which she will not allow her son to forgive of a woman, which she will not allow her brother to forgive of any woman, that woman, and you forgive that woman of that sin, that woman is going to punish you. She will punish you for being an idiot, for forgiving her for that offense. That man should just move on.
Okay. Mm. This one is very hard, man.
Would
you illegal?
Yes, sir.
I can't even ask him his name.
He said his name is Folabi.
But I was too scared the way he was talking. You can tell from his voice the way he was. Forgot an idiot. Everybody calm down, I beg. What's happening? Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, sir. Who's speaking?
This is the whole affair. I want to impeach Uncle Shekun.
You want to impeach him?
He's not finished the program before he left to Uncle Junior. I've been tracking, and I know that it's with you.
Mr. Olaf, I had to go and backslide.
I will impeach you, don't worry.
All right, hello, good morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Junior Disu.
Morning.
And I agree. Mr. Shegu Agbeye, Uncle Shegu Agbeye as well.
Good morning.
Morning.
And Oyinye.
My name is Deja Omotosh, Uncle Shegu.
Yes.
Why did you leave us before running to your mentor? Is that how it's supposed to be?
No. Please, when you call in, let's talk about the program. It's not a forum for private talk. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
My name is Kayode Mogaji.
APC.
Yes.
Hello.
I'm good, though. Good morning, Oye.
Good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm very worried. How come every time you give examples about things like that, it's all too related?
This is not a Muslim Christian ticket issue. Okay, don't worry. I will give one from you. Look what you
Onye and
we lost guy.
Oh,
dear. Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
All right. So there are two ways to it for me. Forgiving her should not be about her. is about the guy. I mean, so I'm a Christian and I'm coming from that perspective. It's difficult, but you don't necessarily have to go back into that relationship.
Mm.
Yeah. If you forgive, you forgive because you need to live well. You need to be in a better place for yourself. But you don't necessarily have to, you know, be in a relationship with the lady.
Yes.
I mean, but if you still love her and you think you can forgive and let go and continue with the relationship, I don't see any wrong in that. I don't see her as being a mumu or being an idiot.
Well,
you know, it's a personal thing.
Okay.
Vice versa.
I believe that if the guy wants to forgive, she should move out of that place. Because there's something called the law of constant reminders.
Mm.
And every time you go to that house, you will keep remembering.
You know, that's why I spoke about keeping it real. I mean, the political correct thing was, I love what the madam that called now. I love what she said. She's right. From the Christian spiritual perspective, for your own health, because they say unforgiveness is like taking poison for, you know, hoping to hurt someone, but you're hurting yourself. You understand?
Mm.
So, but to continue that relationship, for me, psychologically, can you forget? As you already said, every time you go to that house, for me, it's even every time you phone her, she doesn't pick the phone. Your mind will wander.
Trust, yes.
Well, trust is broken. Can that, I don't know. That for me, trust for me is a
100% calm down. It's okay, calm down.
No, I'm just saying.
Personally. Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, okay.
I got to be able to trust you.
Yes, okay.
Just the way I trust you, Ebo.
What is that?
I trust you. Why
what are you trying to insinuate?
I trust you, Ebo. I know what you can do and what you can't do. And I'll
do that. That's not what we are talking about. Let me read Fumi. Fumi has a 28-year-old daughter who has been with her boyfriend on and off for 6 years, and she currently lives with me. He left her for another girl when she got pregnant, then came back when she had a son. He left her for another girl when she got pregnant. When who got pregnant now? The other girl? The problem is that Tills about his constant philandering. My daughter's friends have assured her that he'll settle down once he's sowed his wild oats. But how much wild oats are you supposed to sow when you're in your 30s and a father? I worry that he can't really love her and he keeps being unfaithful. My daughter is not getting any younger. In all honesty, I have a problem here. When she says she had a daughter, who had the daughter? Is it her daughter?
It sounds like it's her daughter because she said he left and came back when she had the son. So I'm guessing she's the one who got pregnant.
You don't think it's the other girl?
No, because of the line that says when she had the son. But then
he left her for another girl when she got pregnant.
When she got pregnant.
Could it be the other girl that got pregnant?
That's a possibility too.
Came back when she had the son. Okay, no, it was her daughter.
It's her daughter that got pregnant.
What's this thing about sons and daughters?
No, this isn't even about sons, and this is just about something who's totally unreliable. Do you understand?
Yes.
What other sign does the daughter need to see to know that there's nothing palatable with this person?
She should leave him.
Yes, now.
Walk away.
I mean, he left her when she was pregnant. If he's not there in that moment, he can leave her at any point. I mean, what kind of roller coaster is that?
So, it ain't worth it.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's.
You're trying to analyze.
I don't know. You won't believe it. This work is going to kill me one day. I was already thinking of what I'm going to do on Saturday in one split second. To my guest on Saturday, one question just popped up in my head.
Are you serious?
On Saturday, I have a Doherty, the ADC candidate, gubernatorial candidate.
Okay.
Yeah, he's coming here on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take one or two more calls.
All right.
My mind is already out of here.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Yes.
I actually want to respond to one of the stories I've been
trying.
Please do. Okay, I would like to remain anonymous, please.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
All right, so it's actually personal. Like, my wife, before we got married, we were seen for like 2 years. Then at a point I visited and I caught her with someone else, like red-handed, you know. We're still dating. She was young. She was 19 and I was maybe 26 25, and to cut the long story short, you know, because I loved her and I believe she didn't really understand understand enough how much I did love her. So I forgive. And to be honest, we've been together and it's been lovely.
Oh, till date as we speak.
Till date, yes.
But you haven't forgotten.
Yeah, because
he still they pay you.
No, no. I just said that's one of those things. She was 19, okay. And you know,
mm-hmm. Well,
that was it.
Mm. Okay.
Go on.
Do you know, I love this call.
Yes.
Bros, God bless you. You know, God bless you and your wife and everything. But I think there's a different dynamic to the other 19 for me, obviously still in school. And
much younger, yeah.
Much younger, much less responsible. From the tone of the other, like, you know, because we're not judging here, you know, just giving opinions.
Mm.
I think the other one was different sense that this is a much more, who is living mature. Alone in our flat,
mm-hmm.
Who is much more,
who
should be much more. So I think there's a difference. And I love this guy. He's a bit older than her at that mm-hmm. time. And look, you know, it was a fling. Mm-hmm. He took her and he
do
moved
you think
on.
That so age gap helps?
It helped. I think he helped. That level, helped.
Yeah,
him.
I think, don't you think so?
And I love this guy for his honesty. I do. And God bless him.
Sounds
man,
like
man.
A macho man. So
a macho man, yeah. Yeah. But the key for me too was the girl's age. And you know, he repeated it. She was 19. So literally she was a girl. You get my point.
Even adults do sleep. I mean, let's be adults here. Mm. People sleep. Don't forget that it's not until the physical side of things are done. You do sleep in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
But have you slept before?
How can I sleep? Bali me. I know they sleep.
You were stuttering for a second there.
Why would I stutter? You want to throw me under the bus? I mean, let's go, Joe. I'm finishing this program early. Okay, it's about almost 9:53, so we've got to go.
Mm-hmm.
9:55 is checkout time. Shego, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for bringing this one in much later, where I cannot sleep away.
Star caller was that guy, man. I love that guy, yes. Honestly.
On Saturday, you mm-hmm. and I, you know, the gentleman coming, mm-hmm. Mr. Doherty, okay, is the gubernatorial candidate for
ADC.
Mm. On Friday, I'm going to do a tribute to Fela Nikolapo Kuti. It's 25 years that he died.
Wow. Mm.
So I'm going to go a tribute to him. And I'd like you all to participate. I'll try and see I don't know if they will allow me to play my favorite Fela song now. No, it's not even been recorded. Chop and clean mouse. No, but we'll do a tribute to him on Friday. I'll bring one or two guests in. And Kelvin, in case you are listening, be on standby because I'm going to ask you down here. Okay, so we'll do a tribute to him. And tomorrow we are going to do a full review of that cocaine story, okay, that happened at VGC.
It wasn't cocaine.
Meth. Was meth, yes.
Meth, whatever. Drugs,
yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So I'll do a full overview of that mm-hmm. so that you can know what's going on.
Crystal
around
meth,
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Egon Agwede.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much, Onye.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Thank you very much, Philip. You can now come out from outside
the pillar.
Yes. Somebody came here and said, where is Philip's pillar? I pointed it to
you. But does he really look like your son?
Who?
Philip.
How can Philip look like my son?
We just say it earlier on now.
My son was born before Philip.
Okay.
He wouldn't catch me there.
I think it's safe to turn off the microphone.
I'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
8:00 now. You start your day like this. Everything is going well until the unexpected happens. Then, hey, the bass boss begin.
No, you hit me.
If you get our Flexi Comprehensive Motor Insurance Plan.
Whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a